talking today with Mike Spradling, Oklahoma Farm Bureau President. Mike, your annual leadership conference coming up, and this is something that Farm Bureau has been doing for several years now, where you bring in some of your top leaders from across the state, county leaders, and you give them an opportunity to talk about and get up to speed on a lot of state and national issues, it looks like, that are happening at this time of year.
That's right, Ron. You know, we have a star-studded cast actually coming in. You know, we're going to start this thing off at 1:30. Monday on the 21st there at the Northwest Expressway Marriott. But Stephen Rimes is going to be the individual that kicks this off from Noble Foundation. And some of the things we're going to be talking about, or he'll be talking about, that relates to Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the Ag Research Centers that we're working with through the American Farm Bureau to try to get started and get underneath IRS code. So we're going to start off there, and then our own Tyler Norvell, which is Vice President of Public Policy, and his staff is going to be talking about the priorities that our members back in November set up for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And so we're going to be working on those things and issues. And then we're going to have a farm bill panel and forum that we're very excited about. Scott Newfield will be moderating that. He is actually our chair of our farm bill committee that we started here just not too long ago in Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And on that cast and on that stage with him will be Francie Toley, which is our state director of FSA. We're very excited to have her here. Dr. Mike Dix from Oklahoma State University, professor of Ag Econ, is going to be there. But Garrett King is also, we're very excited to have him on this forum. He is the Ag field representative for Congressman Lucas, which, again, we all know now is the chair of the House Ag Committee. So we're really excited about that.
Now, beyond those things, you're going to be talking with quite a few state lawmakers. You've got some of the heads of some of our key state agencies, like our Department of Agriculture, Department of Environmental Quality. All these folks are coming in, and you're talking with just a wide variety of people at the state level.
We certainly are. But, you know, on that evening, you know, we're going to be recognizing that for Meritorious Service Awards, several of those state legislatures that's helped carry our priority issues through state legislation. But we're very, very pleased and proud to have not only the first woman governor that will be addressing our group that evening, but a farm girl herself now. And we're very excited about that. But Governor Mary Fallon will be there. And this kicks off our Farm Bureau Week. And I understand she's going to be signing the proclamation of Farm Bureau Week in front of all of our members there. So that is good. And just as you mentioned, Secretary Reese will be there. Glenn Coffey is now Secretary of State, and Secretary of Environment Gary Shear. So we're excited about that group as well.
The other thing that we've talked about is the fact that on Tuesday, after they hear from those state agency heads, they're going to have a chance to get over to the Capitol and start interacting with both new and old members of the state legislature.
That's right, Ron. This will give our members an opportunity, those that have not had an opportunity to meet their new representative or senator, because we do have several in this year's session, but also to push and promote our priority issues. So it's very important 2 days for Oklahoma Farm Bureau as we kick off this session and bring all of our priority issues to the front.
Regarding those priority issues, I know one thing you've been working on, and you indicate to me that you've got a win-win that you believe you've been able to broker in regards to what the definition of animal husbandry is that kind of goes along with that equine bill of this last year.
That's right. We're very glad to finally have what, as you mentioned, a win-win situation with the Board of Veterinary Medicine. You know, the livestock producers, our members spoke pretty clear about what they wanted to see and be able to do when it comes to animal husbandry. Of course, there were some issues with the vet boards and the veterinarians across the state of Oklahoma. The state legislature spoke to that last year. As you well know, there was an emergency clause that went in that kind of turned that around. So we've had some time to work on this issue. We've come up with some legislation I think is going to be very beneficial, something that both the veterinarians and the livestock producers can work under.
This is something that will be carried as a recommendation from these groups, and the lawmakers are likely then to go ahead and go with it, right?
I think so. Once we both agree, which the veterinarians and the producers of the state of Oklahoma agree on, I think certainly the state legislature will as well.